Right now, we kick the hour off by welcoming in the crew from the Cedar Room. We have mixologist Amber, the chef Trish joining us, and we also have Hector and BJ joining us today as well. Welcome, guys. Thanks for taking some time for us.
Good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
And we need to begin with a bit of a congratulations, Hector, to the Cedar Room being recognized as one of the best steaks in the world, well, the best steak here in the great nation, something that we've known for a while, but the rest of the world's starting to recognize.
Yes, and I'll let BJ kind of speak a little bit on that.
About a month ago, we were notified by an email from Travel Awaits, which is a national broadcast travel magazine, mm-hmm. that we'd been nominated for the top 11 steakhouses in the United States. And we thought, this can't be real. I mean, is this real?
And where are they going to ask about my car's extended warranty?
Exactly. So then, Saturday night, we're at the restaurant working away, and we get a text from the mayor, Brandon Kelleher's wife, Terry. And she says, hey, a friend of ours in Tucson, Arizona just texted this to us. And sure enough, we are the number one steakhouse in the United States, and we are still in shock. And people are congratulating us right and left. And so I wanted to take this opportunity to say it's not just Hector and I that got this. It is our entire staff. We have to give this honor to our staff more than us. I mean, yes, we brought the concept to North Platte, but we have such a powerful team, and I've said it time and time again on the radio, I'd put our team up against anybody, and this proves we're right on point. Without these guys and ladies, we would never be where we're at today and in such a short time frame. We're not even 2 years into this, and we're winning multiple awards, and it's because of our staff. I mean, if
and
we didn't
not just
have them,
local awards, national awards too. And Hector, I think BJ said it perfectly. You guys had the vision, but the staff makes it come to life at each and every table at the restaurant.
100%. You know, we have a lot of, you know, for one, we have a lot of customers saying, well, we've never seen owners at restaurants, much less owners that are bussing tables, washing dishes, all that kind of stuff. But the overriding comment is how good their service is. So, and that's a fantastic deal. You know, and Tristan, when we first initially, and if we recall when we first started to come in, you know, we wanted to be a destination restaurant. We mm-hmm. wanted to put North Platte on the map for restaurants. We wanted to do all that stuff. And like BJ said, never in our wildest dreams did we ever imagine it would happen this quick. And some of the steakhouses that are on there are legendary steakhouses.
Sure, they've been around for generations.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. So for us to even come in that same conversation is mind-blowing to us.
We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but Hector, you really hit on something I want to stress here once again. Amber, if you were sitting at a table at the Cedar Room on the average day, you would never know that Hector and BJ own the place.
Absolutely not. You know, there's numerous weekend nights that I, you know, doing my thing, and I'll have some, I get a lot of travelers at mm-hmm. the bar, so they're not really, they don't know people, but BJ will walk up and we'll just start, you know, going back and forth like we do. And they're like, who is that? I'm like, he's the owner. They're like, what? I mean, he'll just start doing dishes or, like, asking if I need anything. And he does, I mean, they both, you know, make sure, you know, we have everything we need to be successful. And they're just, you know, if they see that we're needing some help, they're always jumping in. And people just love that because you just don't get that at restaurants.
No.
You don't.
You don't get that in business,
I've worked
really.
At many.
But yeah, it's, especially in the restaurant yeah. industry, Trish, this is part of what makes the Cedar Room so special.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody just kind of dives in and we just do what we need to get
yep.
done.
Yeah.
And there's not anybody in there that would say, that's not my job. Mm-hmm. We just do it. We yeah. just have to make it happen. Yeah.
It's so refreshing, especially in today's world. And BJ, back to Travel Awaits as well. This is an organization that does a lot of research when narrowing it down to the top dozen or so, and then they narrow it down even further mm-hmm. to find out who's going to be at the top of the list. This is extensive research that's really done, and it's almost to a science.
It is. It's quite a magazine. I'm still speechless. I mean, we're just, I don't know. It's unbelievable at this point in time.
And we're not alone with the Cedar Room on this list either. I might mention as well, Powell's Brewing Company.
Yes. Yes.
Receiving a top place award as well.
Yes, so they did.
What a feather in the cap the Cedar Room and Powell's is providing here for our wonderful community.
Yeah.
For North Platte, and that's just amazing. I was speaking to Mark yesterday, and or Tuesday, I forget what day it is. I'm so
that probably happens out of your guys' work, doesn't it?
It does, yes. Yeah, we have some conversations out there, you know, and they're getting ready to bottle some beers and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But in going so, I mean, we were wanting to collaborate with them, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Trish about this, but collaborate them with either pairing or using some other beers as an ingredient to some of our meals.
Oh,
so
cool.
So that'll be really nice. But Tristan, something else, you know, that really... I mean, this one just kind of picked us up and slammed us to the floor yesterday morning. I get a call from CAB, or Certified Angus Beef, out of Wooster, Ohio. And they said, you know, you guys, we heard about the news, you know, of you guys getting first place with the Travel Awaits organization. And we are cordially inviting you to be one of the premier global steakhouses.
Global.
You know, it's like wait a minute. What are you talking about? It's like this group is an elite group of steakhouses and operators from across the world. There's two from Japan and the rest are U.S. And so they want us to be up there here at the first of the year.
Wow.
To meet and converge with these folks, and it's just like we're not seasoned enough, you know? But I know in the past we've talked about BJ and I, when we are able to get away, we stop at restaurants that are similar to what we do. And, you know, every time we come back, we tell our staff, you know, it's okay, but it's not quite where we're at. And we think, well, are we being biased? And both of these accolades just validate what we're doing. We wanted to put North Platte on the map. We wanted to have recognition because we are proud to be of the community. Mm-hmm. You know, we are proud to help when we can. Unfortunately, we can't help everybody that hits us up because
but
if
more
we
often
did,
than not, you get guys
more often
help.
Than not, 100%, especially our ag youth. You know, and the CAB recognition for us is like, hey, we're celebrating and recognizing our Nebraska farmer ranchers, because without them, we couldn't provide the food that we do, the high quality steaks that we do. And so thank you so much, North Platte, the U.S., right?
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy. And I say the U.S. because, like, as Trish alluded earlier, I mean, we have a tremendous amount of travelers that come to us from the interstate, and they're from all over the U.S., including Hawaii.
Wow. Not even continental U.S. anymore, huh?
And they're confirming that. I talked to some travelers yesterday from Illinois that travel extensively. They're both professionals. And that's the third time they've been into the Cedar Room in their travels from Illinois. And they said this is a destination stop for us every single time we travel.
Yeah. Well, and it's one thing to come in once or twice, but to make it three or four times, because for me personally, for example, I'm going to Tri-Cities this weekend. When I'm in the Tri-Cities, I'm eating at different places constantly.
Sure, right.
I want something different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. So these folks are coming North Platte, and they're saying, we don't want anything different. We know what we want when we're North Platte.
Yep. Yes.
And I couldn't agree with them more, because you're not going to get it anywhere else.
No.
Yeah.
And the
the
new model that I'm kind of wanting to adopt for our restaurant is, like, we want to be the restaurant of choice. I know that there's other avenues that other folks can go to, and, you know, from fast food to higher dining. But we just want to be that restaurant of choice.
But the thing that gets me, BJ, is when you go to the Cedar Room, I think there's a misconception sometimes that, oh my goodness, I can't afford to go to the Cedar Room. Or one thing I've heard before too, I don't look nice enough to go to the Cedar Room right now. Well, it's all about how you want to present yourself. If you want to go in t-shirt and jeans, definitely welcome to do so. If you want to dress up and make a night out of it, you could definitely do so. And I was just in for lunch on, was it Tuesday, Trish?
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday I was in for lunch. And I went with the garlic chicken, which is a side note that I just can't get enough of. You look at the menu, and if you want to spend about like you would driving through at a place, you certainly can. Uh-huh. If you want to spend quite a bit more, that's available as well. The options are all in court there.
Right. That's how we set our menu up, is so everybody can afford to come and eat at the Cedar Room. I was in there just the other day. I crawled out of the hayfield. I had grease on my pants and a dirty T-shirt, and we were in there with the neighbors eating. I mean, it doesn't matter how you're dressed. We mm-hmm. just want you to come in, feel like family, sit down, have a good meal and a good time, and visit with your neighbors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but it's so great to have the option for that fine dining experience, too. If you want to have a big event, if you want to get dressed up to go mm-hmm. out to celebrate something, you certainly can do that. Mm-hmm. And Trish, when we talk about the culinary experience that you're going to encounter, regardless if you're ordering a $12, $13 hamburger mm-hmm. or a $30, $50 steak, it's going to be delicious, and more than likely you could have some dinner the next day, too, for leftovers.
Yeah, we do see that. We see people taking their boxes all the time. It might even just be the salad, but they don't want to lose that salad. They're not going to leave it there. They're going to take it with them. And so, yeah, I think that's something that we've always prided ourselves on, too, is our portion sizes. We want people to feel like they're getting their money's worth. Not mm-hmm. only are they getting the quality, but they're getting their money's worth. And if they can take a little bit home and enjoy it the next day, then they're thinking of us the next day too.
Absolutely they yeah. are. Mm-hmm. What you're able to get at the bar too, Amber, is not like anywhere else. The expertise that you bring behind the bar in terms of also the science and pairing some of these items out of the kitchen mm-hmm. with items behind the bar, you're not going to find it anywhere else. You can't do it at home. And if there's a specific drink that somebody wants as well that you're not aware of, it's something, got to be something really unheard of for you yeah. not to be aware of, more than happy to give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a pretty extensive drink menu. I'm actually going to be putting out our summer drink menu, which people just love that. There's going to be about 20 drinks on that, including a margarita menu.
Oh.
So I'm pretty excited about that. But yeah, very rarely does someone not see something they don't want to try on our menu. But, you know, we're always happy to play around back there. That's what we do. So, yeah, we have a good time back there. And just the whole staff behind the bar is just great as far as bringing ideas and recipes. And, you know, we work them out together. And it's our drinks all stack against really anybody. They're mm-hmm. they're great. Mm-hmm. People love them. So
when we're talking about some of these awards and accolades, Hector and BJ, and it's hard to believe we're only coming up on year two, right?
Right, two. Correct.
It's mm-hmm.
it's flown by very fast, and some days we talk and laugh in the restaurant. It feels like 20 years.
Well, when you factor in the pandemic and construction, yes. you know, that's a different equation in terms yeah. of years. So.
Right, because we were, you know, we had we have live music every so often in the mm-hmm. evening, so we hired Strings Attached. So I got to visit him with them the other night after their performance. And he told me we are the first people ever to hire them for four different nights without even hearing them first. And he says, we've never, ever had anybody do that. And I laughed and chuckled, and he says, well, what's so funny? I says, well, Brett, I said, here's the funny part about this. I says, we were crazy enough to open up a restaurant in the heart of COVID. So I said,
why you couldn't park in front of the business? Yeah, right? You had to park a couple blocks away.
Right. So we had a good joke about that. But
we're just going to roll yeah. with the crazy because it works for us.
Yeah, yep, it works. Exactly. We figure it out. Yep, yes. And they were great. Yeah, they were great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that the live music has really expanded too here in recent weeks at the Cedar Room. It's a good taste of summer, Trish.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's where we're starting to bring in some of our summer menu items. We've got the cold shrimp gazpacho this week. Mm-hmm. A lot of people around here maybe have not tried that. I'd encourage you to come in and try that. It is so super good. But it's a different concept. It's a cold summer soup. They're going to see more of that coming on. And as you were talking about the price range, that's something that we've tried to offer with our lunches. We want to keep it in that price range that anybody can come in yeah. and try something new. If they haven't been there before, they can see the atmosphere, they can see how relaxed it is, and feel more comfortable coming in. So we have designed our lunch menu a little bit around that concept. Come on in, try something new, look around, and then maybe you'll feel more comfortable to come back in at another time later. Uh-huh. And so, yeah, we've got some new menu things coming up. We're launching a new menu Tuesday. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag too much, but you just got to come in and try it. We've got some fantastic things. A lot of them we've ran as specials, and people have said, put that on the menu. And so we've listened. And so they're going to have to come in on Tuesday and check out that new menu.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And if folks want to experience the Cedar Room too, just stop on in and have a drink sometime.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. You know, we get a lot of, we kind of get a, an, a break in the day or, you know, in the afternoon. And I have a lot of people just come in and, you know, have a couple drinks, an appetizer.
We come in and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah,
an appetizer.
Coffee,
we have
desserts,
fantastic,
you know, just that if you get a break in the
dangerous
day. But yeah, we love just having, you know, having a little conversation up there at the bar and or
solving
at a table.
The world's problems.
Yep, that's what we do, you know. That's what we do. So yeah, it's great to, you know, and that's a good time to maybe try something you never had before,
sure,
you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
step outside the comfort zone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, we do need to wrap up. But anything else we need to address this morning, guys?
Just be sure to go down to the Nebraska Land Days Parade this year. This will be our first year in the parade.
Yeah, you'll actually be in this year, right?
We are. So we'll have the Platinum Pearls. They're going to be up on our trailer playing live music as we go down through the parade. And we bring a little CAB, supported us a little bit with this. So we're going to throw out stress steers.
I like it. I'll be watching for them.
Yeah, we might be taking some of them home ourselves.
Leave some at work.
Right. Yeah, and then they'll play that evening at
awesome
the parade
yeah
at the restaurant.
It'll
as well
be a good time. Yeah.
Awesome.
And like Trish said, just watch out for our new menu. It's coming out very
yeah
shortly.
Yeah.
Coming out Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. Yes, sir.
And our new summer drink menu is coming out as well. So
yep.
Keep
awesome
your eyes peeled and watch the Facebook page for updates. And
awesome.
And when this too, and this we kick off the scallops, right?
Yep. We've got scallops this weekend with a wild rice pilaf. Haven't brought scallops in for a while, and so excited to do that. They're nice big jumbo mm-hmm scallops. They'll be pan seared with a lemon butter sauce, and so yeah, if you want your seafood, come on in.
Absolutely.
Yep. As we get into the fresher months, I think we'll look a little bit more into the seafood and see what's available, right?
Yep.
Because the seafood that we want to bring in is just the fresh stuff, you know.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. You know, so usually it comes in packed on ice, you know, mm-hmm, caught 24 hours before.
Yeah.
So that's really
which
nice
is unheard of in the middle of the nation most. I mean,
yep,
it's
right.
The fresh seafood doesn't come out of the lake.
No. Although a lot of people ask us if we pull it out of the canal. I was like, no, not quite.
No, but that's a good idea.
No, but you know, the Cedar Room, and I've heard this comment many, many times, and perhaps some of us that are older remember this, that They liken it to Cheers because people come in and everybody's like
Norm
waving. Yeah, everybody's waving everywhere, you know. It's just like because you see people from all walks of town and stuff. But, you know, a sincere appreciation to what the community has supported us to mm-hmm be able
customers
to do. And without them, we can't make this happen, right? And we have a steady flow of customers. We have slow mm-hmm days, busy days. Even on busy days, our customers will comment to us. It's like, wow, I've never seen a staff that works so well together.
Wow.
You know, from mm-hmm front of the house to back of the house, it's seamless. You know, we're not perfect, but we strive to be, and we try to provide the best experience to each and every customer that comes in there. Doesn't matter if you have $5 million in the bank or if you have $5. You know, each and every person that walks through those doors is a VIP for us.
That's what I was going to say. Everybody's a VIP.
Yes.
Yep. We got a table for you. There's always more room at the table.
Yes.
Encourage folks to stop on in and dine at the Cedar Room. Reservations are encouraged as always, BJ, but folks can swing on in at any point.
Oh, definitely. We do our reservations, either phone call, 532-4825, or you can go on our line on Facebook, even make reservations, or on our website, make reservations, or if you want to just swing in, do that as well.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks again for taking some time for us this morning.
Thank
Congratulations again to everybody over at the Cedar Room.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Nebraska Land Days.
Yeah.
Nice
you too.